Do you live in the best city for your age or your station in life? Kiplinger Personal Finance has put together a list for everyone, from young adults on up.
Editor Janet Bodner joins us now. Hiya, Janet.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm really curious to hear what these cities are. So if I'm a professional, what's the best city for a professional?
All right. If you're a professional, drum roll, please. Number one on our list is Washington, D.C.
Ah.
And this is not, you know, favoritism in any way. We had very objective criteria. We looked at economic markers for professionals. We looked at things like commute times. We looked at unemployment rates, cost of living. And Washington, D.C. is number one on our top five list. And by the way, there's a great slideshow on our website, kiplinger.com, that shows all of these cities. But D.C., you know, it just had, first of all, great unemployment rate, 5.3%, which is roughly 3 percentage points below what the national average is. And, you know, aside from governmental jobs, do you know that D.C. is number one in the country for job growth in, quote, professional services? So this would mean like everything defense contractors and trade associations to law firms, consulting companies, you know, all the way down. Also, we're a big area for cybersecurity because of the presence of Fort Meade up in Maryland. Anyway, good place to work.
Okay, well, what about young kids coming out of college and they look for a city to live in? What are the best cities for young adults?
Well, top on our top five list is Madison, Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin, a great college town, but of course, lots of the kids stay around afterwards. Again, they have a great unemployment rate of only 4.9%, even better than D.C., so that's a good place. Other cities on the list, very interesting, Austin, Texas, which of course is a real happen-in-place, but it also has, PayPal is there, Facebook is there, eBay is there. One downside to Austin, it rent there is pretty expensive. It's $1,500 a month for a small one-bedroom apartment. But if you want cheap rent and you're a young professional, you might want to head to Denver. There, the average rent for a two-bedroom apartment runs less than $1,000 a month, which is pretty
good. Hey, 20 seconds before we go. Best city for families.
Families. Des Moines, Iowa is number one on our list. Very good employers there. Wells Fargo is there. Principal Financial Group is there. Plus, the cost of living is very reasonable. Get this, four-bedroom home with an attached garage for about $200,000 and average commute time, 10 minutes.
Get out.
Oh, man.
Get out is right.
Ah, Jana, great stuff. We're looking forward to the article in Kiplinger's. Thanks.
Yes, thank you.
Jana Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance.